Hello, this is Rainey Knutson.
And this is Christina Reese.
And it is the week of July 16th. We are in Mexico City.
Yee-hoo!
We're down here producing our first ever bilingual content about Latin American artists. And we don't have functioning high-speed internet, so we're not doing a top five video this week. And it's the middle of the summer. So this is our first ever podcast.
It's a little bit of a break. And this is a podcast. This will be a departure, though, because we're not going to talk about art as much as...
I don't think we'll talk about art at all.
Maybe we will talk about it. Who knows? It could sneak in.
We're doing a top five... We are counting down today our favorite superheroes.
DC and Marvel only.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We had to limit...
No, it's chaos, otherwise. It's chaos. Yeah.
Then
no.
We end up with, like, G-Force.
So, yeah, DC and Marvel superheroes, who are our favorites? And the excitement this week is that we do not have the same list, so we will be comparing and contrasting.
We don't have the same list.
Shall I begin?
You may...
My number five... is Aquaman.
I love Aquaman.
The orange scaly shirt, the blonde beard, the Triton.
Yeah, that's all great. The thing is the water. The thing is the water.
Oh, obviously the thing is the water.
I don't care about his suit.
No, I liked him. All right, so when I was a kid watching Super Friends, the cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
The Justice League cartoon. He was like, he wasn't one of the main dudes, and he was kind of cool, and then he would ride up and he would be, you know, water skiing on dolphins.
Yeah, he wasn't flashy.
He wasn't flashy, and I just always thought he was cool. Oh, so.
I just like, I mean, he's not really in my top five, but okay. I admire him greatly.
You're okay with Aquaman?
Yeah, I can live with that.
All right.
It's my number five is, I think it might be my only departure from Marvel. It's DC. It's, The Sandman. Sandman from the late 80s, early 90s, Neil Gaiman's, character. It was the only comic book that I, collected in college. I stopped after high school, but I did do that. I think I got the first 20 issues.
Yeah, and I was thinking...
Which are now worthless, by the way.
Aww.
They used to be worth some money, but they're not now.
I was thinking of Sandman, the villain from Spider-Man, but this is a different Sandman.
No, this is a different dream world Sandman. Okay. It's much more surreal and philosophical.
I am not familiar with this Sandman, so I have no comment
on this. Okay, well, I'll show you some pictures of him, and then that's probably all you need.
And then I'll develop a crush on a cartoon character.
Right.
All right.
Not your first.
Number four. You want me to go?
Yeah.
My number four is Black Panther, a.k.a. T'Challa. Well, first of all, he was the very first black superhero. I think he was the very first black superhero.
Maybe.
Sort of civil rights era, 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
He has I love his outfit.
Yeah.
He looks great. He's from this country in Africa, Watonga, I think, and they have some kind of very valuable metal or mineral or material that everyone's trying to steal to make bombs
out of. This is so ripe for a movie treatment.
Somebody needs to make a Black Panther movie.
Come on, it's time. Idris Elba.
I know.
Duh.
Oh my God, Idris Elba. Oh, as Black Panther.
Let's just talk about him for the next 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. My number four, I just was turning away, I'm sorry, is Kitty Pryde. She was an X-Men. She was actually a new mutant and then an X-Man. This is all, I'm into the uncanny X-Men from the 80s. When I was a kid.
I don't know who this is.
So she can disrupt electrical fields, so she can go through walls and go through things, and she can kind of become one with people and objects. And
is she in the new movie, though?
Yeah, she's a teenager.
Who plays her?
The kid, Ellen Page.
Oh, she's Ellen Page's
person.
Okay, okay.
Which I'm happy about. That's good.
I can live with that. All right, number three. I'm going traditional on number three. The Batman.
Oh, yeah.
He's dark. They've made some great movies about him.
They've made a few terrible movies about him.
You're hating on Ben Affleck.
I like Ben Affleck as a director.
Who's your favorite Batman?
As a director, but I don't want him to be Batman.
Who's your favorite Batman?
Christian Bale. Come on. It's Christian Bale.
Not George Clooney with the nipples.
Oh, that was just a bad movie. That was a bad movie. Okay. It doesn't matter that it was George Clooney.
All right, Michael Keaton had his comeback thing with Fly Man or whatever last
year. Yeah, Birdman.
Do we still discount him as Batman?
No, I never discounted him as Batman. Okay. He was fine. He was unusual casting. That actually was, that sort of stunt casting became popular later with Peter Parker, with the kid Tobey Maguire. But
you ever see Tobey Maguire's screen test he had to do?
No.
It's kind of cool. Okay, we're getting off topic.
Okay.
So mine is Batman. Who are you?
On 3?
Yes.
Oh, Nightcrawler, for sure. Another X-Man.
God, you and these X-Men.
I know. Kurt Wagner, he's Bavarian. He can't change into normal human
form. He's furry, isn't
he? So he's stuck in his blue furriness.
Doesn't he climb on ceilings?
He can climb on
anything.
Maybe I'm
thinking about the crawl.
He's Mystique's kid.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Is Mystique the blue, scaly alien that was played by what's-her-name and all hot?
Yeah, Rebecca Romaine Stamos?
Yes.
She did a good job.
I thought she was bad.
Mystique is kind of cool.
Isn't she a villain?
But Nightcrawler's better. And
okay.
And he had to spend his, childhood in the circus, and then he was in prison. This is all very underdog stuff, but he's very cool, and he's very cheeky.
Okay.
And he's got a tail.
Moving swiftly on.
Okay.
What's your number 2?
Batman.
Do Batman if I have Batman.
We can
stole him.
We know we can overlap lists. As though Batman's not going to be on my list.
Well, that's true. One of the cool things about Batman is that he does not have superpowers.
He does not.
He's just like sort of a human ninja with cool stuff because he's really rich.
I don't think Black Widow has superpowers, does she?
Black Widow is my number 2.
Oh.
Black Widow.
Does she have superpowers?
She was taken as a child. It's sort of like a Russian Olympic story where she's taken as a child from a ballet school and maybe injected. It was suggested in Age of Ultron that she's injected with something.
Right.
We don't know.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson, though, as Black Widow.
She's good.
She's great.
I haven't seen Age of Ultron. I apologize. I haven't been going to see the movie. This is the first summer I haven't seen the blockbusters.
It is a bit of a mess.
Well, Joss Whedon, I know, complained about the compromises he had to make to do that movie. But I'll see it.
Spader as Ultron is, he's always fun.
That's good casting.
Okay. What's your number 1?
Wolverine. Oh. I'm X-Men all the time. All X-Men.
God, you are an X-Men.
I know.
You're
I was imprinted. But I like Hugh Jackman as X-Men. As Wolverine. That's fine.
I like it when he flings his arms and the knives come out.
When it was announced years ago that Hugh Jackman was going to be Wolverine, it was such a shit show because everyone was like, "Yes, but Wolverine's only 5'3", and they've cast this 6'11" guy to be, but he's been good.
He's been good, and I think you're getting into some esoteria that's like Comic-Con level of detail.
What
really?
Is superhero worship if it's not esoteric? He was supposed to be this little Charles
Bronson
guy.
Let's talk about baseball stats next. All right, my number 1 is Nightwing, and this is because I've gotten on a little bit of a kick because of this TV show.
What you're talking about.
Okay, so Robin grows up, the boy Wonder grows up, and he doesn't want to be Batman, and he becomes a hot, young, 20-something guy, and he wears a blue back outfit, and he names himself Nightwing.
And you're watching a cartoon featuring this character.
Yes.
And you're quite taken with him.
Yes.
We were talking about this in the cab. That's how this whole thing started.
Yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Hey, go see some art. There is a show. Daniel Dame is performing Friday night. I'm sneaking a Texas show.
That's fine. That's good.
He's a performance artist. Go see that.
Go see it. Go see some art.
Go see some art.
Bye.